Welcome to the 8th ever episode of the Mike O'Reilly Show, news and reporting and getting the facts. Today's episode is sponsored by Wheelchair Jockey. Are you sick and tired of going to the horse track only to be turned away because you don't have your own wheelchair? Horse tracks around the country are notoriously unwilling to rent out their supply of wheelchairs, forcing you to watch the horses run from the confines of your own home. The other week, I went with some friends to the track, and this literally happened before our eyes. Don't let it happen to you no more. Go to wheelchairjockeys.com/Mike to have your own wheelchair hand-delivered to any horse track in the continental United States, but it gets better. Order your first chair today and get a private meet and greet post-race with some of the most popular horses racing today. You can personally meet Gorgeous George, another Richie, Crafty's Way, Northern Alliance, and even Unscathed. You can meet Pocket of Candy. No one can do that except for the premium members of Wheelchair Jockey. Go to wheelchairjockeys.com/Mike and save yourself the pain of embarrassment of showing up at the racetrack without a wheelchair.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Fuck, I am a little bit exhausted, had a late night. It is Mike O'Reilly. We're about to click record. We have on our guest today, we'll probably edit this intro out, put in something else. We've got Dr. Steve Margolis, who is actually one of the world's leading experts in mushrooms. And we actually have a breaking story because mushrooms are now legal, which is really exciting, and it has a lot of uses, especially in the world of healing and actually in some things that have to do with ergonometry. So let's introduce Dr. Margolis. Dr. Margolis, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. I just have to say there's a couple of inaccuracies I found there. It's Dr. Steve Hargrove. My name is Dr. Steve Hargrove, and mushrooms are definitely not legal for recreational use. I think that's a big piece of misinformation you've got there right at the top of the show. So I just want to say that's not the case. It's still a Schedule I narcotic with no medical use, according to the government, and that's fact.
Looks like I got some false reporting, typical of the team that we have. Again, I do ask everyone listening to please send in your donations so we can hire professionals so that we no longer have reports that aren't actually accurate. But if we already have Dr. Margolis / Hargrove on the line, Dr. Hargrove Margolis, do you want to give us a little bit of insight into what you do in terms of mushroom legalization?
Well, I don't work on mushroom legalization, exactly. I have a research team, and we are researching different fungi that occur in the biosphere. We've been collecting for years, but we're not directly related to any kind of legalization effort. So I'm not sure exactly where your team found that information.
Tell us about fungi.
Fungi are magical, magical things. They're not plants. They're not animals. They branch in between. And let me tell you something. Mushrooms and fungi, they are the key to all life on this planet.
Care to explain? That doesn't make a lot of sense to me as a reporter.
When was the last time you ate some mushrooms?
To be completely frank, it's been a while. But a lot of I still go to a pediatrician. That's my doctor of preference. And he's told me that I should take mushrooms. So maybe I should. But tell us a little bit.
You see a pediatrician?
Yeah, I see a pediatrician. It's just in terms of my own medical needs. But that's neither here nor here. What can you tell us of the benefits, let's say, of when mushrooms do become legal? You know, I hear that it's part of the legalization of cannabis, sort of the same idea, more or less. Tell us about the usages of mushrooms for the larger public, Dr. Margolis.
Once again, my name is Hargrove, and we seem to be discussing psilocybin mushrooms, which are a drug. And that's not where my research is. My research is in mycelial networks and forests, in rare fungi, in deriving medical and other healing properties from those things.
And if I or another human, let's say my pediatrician doctor, were to partake of the mushrooms that you're researching, what would happen to them?
Well, it would depend. If you have smallpox, there's several strains of Codomingus garbi that does an excellent job knocking that out. If you happen to be suffering from an anthrax attack, then Chibolinus scabinapa is definitely the strain I would recommend. Even just in a water bath, you make a tea and drink it. Goodbye, smallpox. Goodbye, anthrax.
I'm surprised more people aren't talking about this breaking research. How come people aren't talking about the research that you're breaking through,
well,
Dr. Hargroves?
We did have a TED talk that has 14,000 views, so we were reaching some people. We're very proud of that, though. We've got that on our homepage. You just go, and then you have to scroll down, and then you go over a little bit, and you know how you can kind of scroll over, and then you go down, and then you click the third link there, and then you can find it.
Not really sure. Do you have a link there? TEDtalks.com/mushroomsfungi?
I know that it's on our homepage. So if you just go to hargroveresearchinstitute.org, and like I said, go to the homepage, scroll down about 3/4 of the way, then you're going to want to scroll to the left, scroll down again, and it's the third link there. Go ahead and click that link.
We'll tell our listeners to go there. Let me ask you a different question. Let's take it a little bit into a different gear. Let's say you're a child who's suffering from ADHDD. Would mushrooms help them with that?
It's interesting you say that. Actually, psilocybin mushrooms are very effective for all kinds of, hyperactivity disorders, inability to pay attention, lack of creativity, depression. They're very effective. Unfortunately, they do remain illegal.
Because while I was waiting for my doctor last week, just for a routine checkup, I go for weekly routine checkups. there was a kid there who, I don't know, 7.5. I mean, he said he was 7.75, but I would really guess that he was closer to 7.5. And he was just bouncing off the walls. And I was like, this kid could use some mushrooms. Do you want to? How can we get mushrooms in his hands?
Well, for that age, the best thing is to mix it in with something that that they already like, you know. So, because the mushrooms they don't taste very good. That's they're important to all life on Earth, but they taste like trash. So that's a problem when you're talking about anybody who's not sort of engaging in this sort of thing. Gung ho, as they say. What I would recommend for that age is you grind up the mushroom caps and stems, make them into a fine paste, add a number of sweet elements, perhaps honey, and marmalade. Marmalade is very popular, I hear, with the 7-year-old set. And mix that in and spread it on some toast. And tell them that they can't eat any candy until they finish their toast. And they're going to complain, but you just make them do it.
Put the paste on the toast. What happens to them?
Well, nothing at first. After about 45 minutes, they may start vomiting. But that's normal. Just comfort them. And then what you want to do is just ask them what's going on and keep engaging them in conversation. And eventually the hyperactivity will be completely worked out. They'll probably be good for about a week. Maybe is that what your pediatrician does? Is that why you have to see him every week?
I'll tell you this, Dr. Hargrove.
Hargrove. It's Hargrove.
So I'm a reporter. I report the facts. I run a news station. It's been very overwhelming. Recently, as I said in the beginning of the show, I'm low on sleep. I'm low on energy. We're hiring the wrong people. It's hard just in general. So then I was meeting with my doctor, and he just kept on talking about mushrooms, 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 Hargrove, Hargrove, Hargrove. I thought it was Margolis. So I just want to apologize for the record.
He knows of my work. Well, so actually, this explains the confusion. Margolis is the pen name I use to publish my work on psilocybin mushrooms, because it would put my life in danger to be discussing this under my real name, and I'll just leave it at that.
And in terms of danger, why are you in danger, but the 7-year-olds can take this paste? That's something that's really confusing to me as a reporter. Reporting the facts, and I see a blatant contradiction like Chris Cross Co.
Well, there's no harm. You can't, die from these mushrooms. They're not, they're not dangerous in any way. They work entirely on the ocular, auditory, and olfactory and sense, sensory, kinesthetic connections and reasoning and thinking and memory parts of the brain. So it really only touches a small segment of what they're going to need to develop. And if you think about the benefits of not being hyperactive, it seems like that's a fair bargain.
What are the benefits of not being hyperactive?
Oh, they're endless: sitting still, being comfortable, being uncomfortable, but not saying anything about it, deep introspection, being quiet and sitting still.
Doesn't sound like too many benefits to me per se, but I'm sure someone who's listening to this might find benefit.
Have you considered coming to one of my workshops?
What happens in those workshops?
Well, in these workshops, we delve deeply into the nature of life on Earth, our purpose here, and our internal rooms and castles.
Sounds like 1974 in Berkeley all over again. I really am not interested.
Well, if I could just encourage your listeners to go to hargroveresearchinstitute.org, and if you go to the link right on the top that says additional info, click on that. It's really easy. It's right on the top. Click on that link. It'll bring you to a page that has a number of links on it. You're going to want to count down to the 37th link. Unfortunately, they're not numbered. We're having a problem with our website right now. So count down 37 links. The 37th link will take you to the registration form where you can sign up for our next retreat. And it's happening. It's going to be next month. It's going to be in Phoenix, Arizona, just outside of Phoenix at the Marriott, where we've got a conference room and then a ballroom for the meals. The meals get a little chaotic after the second or third hour when people really start to peak. But I definitely recommend people sign up. This is a completely safe environment, and you can come. I recommend you bring a list of all of your fears and doubts.
I can list them for you right now, if that would help.
Well, we could do a little mini session here. Did your pediatrician, by the way, what's his name?
I prefer not to say.
So if Dr. Prefer Not To Say, did he give you a sample?
this is live, so let's talk about this not live on the show. Go general here. We're gonna have to go general.
We want to work for,
I'm getting so, some red lights here.
So hypothetically, if you had a pediatrician who had dispensed some of this mushroom paste to you, one could then eat that. And if you were in a situation where you wanted to start feeling the effects right away, I actually recommend taking 3 stiff shots of moonshine right afterwards. That kind of activates things. So if one were to do that, then over the course of the next half hour, you'd begin to open up and feel secure. And then that would be the point when we would start to discuss your fears and doubts. But tell me, that's a hypothetical that one could do if one were speaking with one of the world's leading experts on the exploration of the inner castle.
Dr. Hargrove?
Yes.
So let's just... we control the recording here, so let's just press pause here. I told my team that we're pressing pause. Let's just do some of that fear and doubts, because I got a lot. Like when I meet with a pediatrician, there's a lot of stuff he gives me. There's a lot of stuff we talk about. I need some help. Like there's a lot going on in my life right now as a reporter.
Okay. Did you
I'm
eat the mushroom?
sure. What?
Did you eat the mushroom? Did you eat the mushroom paste?
I don't know, paste. I didn't have paste or toast. I don't know. I've been consuming a whole lot of stuff from a lot of experts, specifically the pediatrician. I met him at a bus stop, actually, the bus station. It was
Okay.
Central Bus Station in Madrid, actually. I was breaking a story there a few years ago. Since then, we've stayed in touch.
Will you fly to Madrid once a week to see this pediatrician
No,
who keeps just treating my food?
long story. I met my pediatrician in Madrid at a central bus at the central bus station in Madrid. We stayed in touch, and then about a year ago, he offered me some, let's just say, reasons to come to his, let's just say, office to be, let's just say, one of his patients.
Okay, so you don't have paste or toast. Did you have just full mushrooms there?
He told me to contact you. I'm looking for a solution. I don't have any. There's a lot going on. It's running this news station. It's handling the employees. There's just, plus the presidential run right now. I mean, I'm thinking 2020. I'm thinking 2024.
You're thinking of running?
I'm thinking of covering that story, and it's driving me crazy. So let's just cut. How can you help me? I did the whole Berkeley 1974 thing. I was there. Didn't work. So this isn't being recorded. I'm just, if you could help me a little bit therapeutically, just return the favor because I'm putting you on my show, which is great for you. It's great coverage. You're going to get a lot of sites. What can you do for me? I'm just
I
asking a
definitely
little bit of reciprocity here. That's it.
I can hear in your voice that you're very stressed. Is that true?
True it is.
Okay. So the first thing I recommend is to go to my website, and this is very simple. There's a menu on the homepage right on the lower right. You'll see it, you'll have to scroll a little bit. Click there.
Going right now, hargrove.com.
Yeah, Hargrove
.org.
in Search Institute.org. Okay, do you see it there? It's got the pink part.
Yeah, I'm there. I see a lot of pink, actually.
Well,
Is that you?
yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me and the team.
I didn't know you knew Will Smith.
Yeah, well, he comes by. He's one of our benefactors. So he took the whole team out to Barbados, and that's where
Genius.
those pictures are from the research we were doing down there.
Wow, looks like you guys were doing a lot of research with Will Smith. That looks great.
Yeah. Oh man, he's so beefy.
Huh.
Anyway, so you see the down below the picture, right by like Will Smith's abs. You see there that pink, the hot pink form? Fill out that form.
I clicked the button. I'm filling out a form. Okay. Entering my
Yeah,
social security number,
that's
344.
right.
Okay.
And
Yeah.
if you have
Credit card number. Why
well,
do I have
credit
to give my credit card number?
we could also do a direct debit or wire transfer. Are you more comfortable with that? We support PayPal now as well.
You support PayPal.
If that's easier.
Well, I actually have a l well, I don't want to this part so hey, David. This part is not being recorded, okay? So I have my PayPal ID. Can
Yeah.
I just give it to you on the form right here?
Well,
Just can I just tell it to you?
you can just
Take
type
out
it
as
in.
much, take out whatever you need. I mean, as long as this is going to give me what I'm looking for, which is just a little.
It's definitely going to give you what you're looking for.
Okay, so it's
It's
MIKE
okay.
underscore O
Is
underscore
that a letter O or a zero?
Try both. I'm not sure actually.
Okay,
I'm
I'll
pretty
do a
sure it's the
zero.
O after the O'Reilly.
I'll do an O and then a zero right next to it. Maybe that'll work.
Underscore REILL Y, but not Y the letter, but WHY, just to throw people off.
Oh, I see.
So enter that. So how much funds is going to be taken out? I've got about 15 grand in there right now.
Well, that's good. The basic membership, and this would get you access to a constant supply of paste and toast, and regular connections to our newsletter, which we send out every 19 weeks, and we have an annual gathering, and the next one is going to be in Wichita, Kansas.
So I can attend if I just give you how much are we talking about?
$14,997.
So I can cover that.
That's the basic membership. That's what you
Okay,
get.
that's fine.
Okay?
Let's
All
do
right.
that.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and process this. And we're good. Okay, great. All right, Mike, it's time to get started. Tell me about your fears and doubts.
I'm afraid that I'm not going to be one of the biggest reporters. I'm afraid that I'm not going to get the Pulitzer. I'm telling you, I'm hustling. I am reading every report I can consume within the 3 to 4 hours before 5 a.m. in which I'm awake. I have coffee. I'm consuming it. Then I have to manage my team. I have to manage the website. I have to manage the podcast. What am I afraid of? I'm afraid of falling. I'm afraid of failing. I'm afraid of not being the Pulitzer Prize. I mean, a lot of people say that I have a lot of potential in terms of being a reporter. I want to break the news, but I don't know.
How does that make you feel when people tell you you have a lot of potential as a reporter?
Makes me feel excited, and I consume more caffeine, and then boom, 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 things are happening. I don't know exactly what's going on. But listen, we're getting 1.5 million visitors a month right now to the Michael Reilly Show. So things are picking up, but listen, I'm not CNN now. I want to crush CNN. I don't know how to do that. If mushrooms are the ticket to crush CNN, then I'll take as many mushrooms as I need to.
How does that make you feel to be ready to do something like that?
Excited, thrilled.
And then what?
That's it.
Tell me more about that.
Why?
Why do you think?
Because I want to win a Pulitzer.
Ah, so you want to win a Pulitzer. What are your doubts?
I don't know. There's a lot of competition. Apparently, I'm not the first to make a podcast. Apparently, I'm not the first to break a story. Apparently, I'm not the first to want to crush CNN. I don't know. I don't know where this goes. Last week, I was talking with my pediatrician, and, you know, the next thing you know, we're back in Europe. I don't want to say which city specifically, but we took a trip to Europe. And that's where we met that 7-year-old in the quote-unquote office. I mean, it was technically an airport, but, you know, I don't know. Was that the most productive 3 weeks of my life? I don't know.
Do you exercise?
I do a little bit of yoga in the shower.
Okay. That sounds good. That's good. Get you nice and limber. And tell me, what are you eating?
Eating a lot of carbs these days, and by carbs, vegetables.
Well, vegetables aren't carbs.
I think they are.
Well, I mean, I think that they're not.
I think potatoes are a vegetable and they're a carbohydrate.
I think we're getting off track here. So, when was the last time you and your pediatrician had a meaningful conversation?
Definitely last weekend in Florence.
Tell me.
Well, he was, I think we took something of a mushroom consistency. He said they were mushrooms, and that's when he said they were legal. So I was like, oh, this is a story. He's like, you gotta contact Margolis. Turns out it's Hargrove. Whatever. I mean, it's just details, you know, switch an H with an M and a few letters.
Yes.
And next thing I know, I don't know. It was quite.
So what happened? You guys had some mushrooms. Did he tell you what kind they were?
He didn't tell me anything other than these are mushrooms and they're going to make me come up with new stories. And I was like, that's all I want. All I want is to break new stories. It's like, this is what it's going to do. And I trust my pediatrician. And then, I don't know. You know, I wouldn't say I slept in a bed for a week, because we took a few mushrooms, and then that's where I met the different patients in Florence. But we had meaningful conversations. I wrote it all down, but now that I read it, it doesn't make any sense.
Do you remember going to Florence?
Well, memory's been an interesting experience, because I'm not really sure what I remember and what I'm envisioning.
Okay.
It's all sort of confusing to me.
Do you think it's possible that you've been eating mushrooms and that there is no pediatrician?
I don't think that's possible, but as a reporter, I want to report the facts. And right now I don't have them. Plus, my team gave me the wrong information.
And so, when your team gives you the wrong information, how does that contribute to your fears and doubts about your Pulitzer Prize?
It definitely contributes. I don't know, is that a slam dunk or is that a touchdown? Is that a goal in the soccer game? I don't know. It's a TKO.
Have you considered any sports reporting?
I do a lot of sports reporting. We actually covered a soccer game recently from children's playing soccer recently. But listen, we're gonna have to take this therapy session out. I don't see exactly how this is quote unquote therapeutic. I've definitely done a lot of therapy with a lot of psychiatrists and a lot of psychologists and a lot of. I was in Peru, 2016, taking some ayahuasca. Have you ever taken that?
Yes, I'm on it right now, actually.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
Yes.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Yeah, I've tried. Listen, doctor, I've tried about everything on earth because I want to break the stories. I want to be successful. And everyone who I talk to gives me another suggestion, piece of advice. But we're going to have to cut this short. We're going to have to go back to recording. I'm
I
going to have to
gotta
take
say,
over the control
none
here.
of this fears and doubt session really only works if you're tripping on mushrooms, so. That's part of what your dissatisfaction and,
Didn't I just. Whoa, my eyes are
Whoa.
moving. Sorry.
Are you all right?
I don't know. I'm talking, so that's good.
So this is what I recommend is you'll be receiving in the mail your first shipment. It should arrive in 9 to 12 weeks. And when it arrives, I want you to mix up that paste with the marmalade. I want you to put it on the toast that's going to be delivered in individually wrapped slices. And I want you to listen to the audio tape. It's a little micro tape. Remember those from the dictaphones? I don't have dictaphones, so you're going to have to get one. And you're going to play that tape, and you're going to listen to my voice. And my voice is going to go through the exact same exercise we just went through. And it's going to unlock your inner castles. It's going to unlock your rooms.
Are there guards to my castles? Because that's usually who's in front of the castles. I'd love to take down my guards.
Well, all that's the first step to taking down your guards is realizing that they're clocking in extra hours and driving you bankrupt, and so you fire them.
I'll tell you what, Dr. Hargrove, listen, let's take this up. I'll get the shipment, I'll have my team open the package, we'll consume it together, and then I'll call you. Does that sound
So
good?
that sounds good. Although what I recommend is that you check your email for your confirmation code. And then you contact our support team. They're really excellent. They're located in Bangalore, and they're available 14 hours a day.
That's nice of you. So listen, we're going to have to go back to the show. I appreciate the therapy. I'll take the mushrooms and then we'll
Are
discuss,
we
but we gotta.
talking about my legitimate research here, the stuff under Hargrove, the Hargrove Research Institute? Are we gonna do
Yeah,
anything else?
you can plug all that. That's the benefit of being on the show. You can plug that. Okay, so 3, 2, 1. All right, David, we're back on the air. So Dr. Hargrove, picking up from where we left off, tell us
Yeah.
about, where do you see your research firm going in the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, this is really exciting stuff, Mike. We've got six deals lined up with the Pentagon. These are exclusive, deep research programs with dark, untraceable money, pretty much unlimited funds. So we're really excited about that. Will Smith actually is going to be at the christening of the new ship. We're building a ship out of fungus, and it's going to go out into the Atlantic Ocean, and it's going to eat up all of the listening devices that the Pentagon thinks North Korea has left in the Atlantic Ocean. Oh, actually, you guys better cut that part out. I don't think I'm at liberty to talk about that. But regardless, it's going to be a big deal. And then we're also doing something with Elon Musk, which he's really riding high these days. And we've got an exciting three projects lined up with him. We're bringing fungi to Mars. We're bringing fungi to the moon. And we're bringing fungi to the glove compartment of every new Tesla sold after 2018.
Sounds like you got your hands in a lot of cookie jars.
Yeah, we like to say mushroom jars here.
What is the benefit of putting fungi on the moon or Mars? Why?
Well, this gets back to my original point that when you start to lay these mycelial networks in the soil, that prepares the soil for the biological processes that are necessary to support life. So once we, the theory goes, once we introduce these fungi into these hostile environments, that it will transform into something breathable, livable, appropriate for life.
Do you see yourself as a father of nations?
No, I see myself as a researcher and as an excellent boogie boarder, but father of nations, no.
Can I be direct with you for a second?
Please.
I'm working on asking some new questions, and my team's been working on crafting some new questions so that we sound, I guess the word isn't legitimate, more like new, different.
Okay.
So I got some new questions that we're ready to ask you. Is you mind if we sort of tread on new territory?
Absolutely. We're cutting edge here at the Hargrove Research Institute.
Great. So question number one, Dr. Hargrove, if you could start a cult, what would it be?
It would probably be the People's Church of Popular Enlightenment. And we would meet 3 times a week, and we would have mushroom tea. We'd remove our clothes, and we'd worship Baal.
Question number two. If you were able to go back in time,
yeah,
to any time in history,
mm-hmm.
any time in
yeah.
history, where would you go?
August 17th, 1984.
Why?
Can't say.
If you could go in front of time in the future, where would you go and why?
I guess I'd like to see, I would like to see the day that mushrooms are legalized. I don't know when that will be, but I'd love to check that out.
Well, apparently we got different reports in that direction. I've been told that they're legal, but apparently that's not confirmed by the United States Federal of whatever. Question number four. If you
okay.
could be the voice inside of anyone's mind, who would it be?
It would probably be maybe Morgan Freeman.
Why?
Well, he's got that. Everyone thinks he's God, so if I can make him say things, then, you know, they'll think God's saying it.
Okay.
Make donations to this man's, you know, I mean, I can't do it, but everyone would listen to him. Or Samuel L. Jackson. He's very convincing, too. What's in your wallet?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get a little nervous.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely feel that nervousness. If you had $100 to spend on anything, what would you spend it on?
$100. Well, probably, you know, the bench on my back porch is kind of a wreck. I guess I need a new one of those. It's not really enough to apply to fungal research. That's big money stuff.
If you were the Vice President of the United States of America, what would be your first call to arms?
Probably to eliminate the sitting president so that I could become president.
Interesting. Never heard that one before. If you could be a reptile, what reptile would you be? And would you transform into a human, yes or no?
Monitor lizard and no.
Excellent. Do you have children?
I do.
What do you do with them?
Well, not so much since the divorce and the restraining orders and going on Judge Judy. My kids pretty much won't have anything to do with me after all that.
Why? Did you go on
well,
Judge Judy?
It's complicated. The divorce was very contentious. My daughter wanted her bedroom set. I refused to let it go because her bitch mother had this dog and she wouldn't return the dog. And I said I'd be happy to give it as soon as she returned the dog. But she returned the dog and I wouldn't let her have the stuff because I was trying to sell this house so that we could finally be done with this divorce. And then they brought me into Judge Judy, and I figured maybe the whole nation could see how conniving this woman is. But instead, they just made me look like an asshole. It was real bad.
Can I look that up? Is that on your website, the Judge Judy episode? I'd like to look into that.
Yeah, we do still have it. It's on the fourth page after you click through on the popular links, news, and allegory. That's the ninth link on the top. It's the fourth page over. You can't miss it.
Gotcha. So listen, Dr. Hargrove, we're going to finish this interview up. But first, we're going to do lightning round. That's one of the new things that my team convinced me that it's important to do, because all the new shows do lightning rounds, and we're supposed to be better than everyone, whatever. We're doing our best here. All that is, the preamble is going to be edited out, so we're going to have a tight script. No commercials, that's what we do, so I'm not going to commercialize anything, so I just want to promise that. We're going to do lightning round. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
I don't know if the question's ready. Just hold on. Hold on. Here we go. Okay. Lightning round. Start number one. I'm going to say a word, and then you say the first word that you have associated with it. Mushroom.
Shiitake.
Children.
Shiitake.
God.
Particle?
Judge.
Judy?
Judy.
Pretoriat?
LS.
Runtime.
President.
Vice President.
High tech.
Low tech.
Fast.
Slow.
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 Doctor.
Hargrove.
Research.
Institute.
Meaning.
Inner rooms.
Death.
Gateways.
Philosophy.
Science.
Internal.
External.
Page 345.
I walked coolly into the room, looking left and right. Nowhere did I see an attacker or a foe. I breathed a sigh of ease for the first time in days as I collapsed onto the couch.
Amish.
Farm tables?
Pizza.
Hut.
Anchovy.
C.
Street.
P.
Life.
Mycelial networks.
Jesus.
Meh.
Buddha.
Okay.
Cyan.
Taiwan?
Tology was the right answer. That's okay. You did great. You got 320 points. Congratulations.
Okay. All right. This is going to be really great. I just want to say, Mike, thank you so much for having me on. And that people can visit our website. It's HargroveResearchInstitute.org. We've got sample packs, sign up, run your credit card, please. And we'll be sure that everybody gets full support and can have a wonderful time with it all. And remember, you're opening horizons in the inner castles of your inner rooms.
Well, Dr. Hargrove, it's been a real pleasure and an honor having you on the show. I want to congratulate you again for getting mushrooms, or the version of mushrooms that you have, legalized. I want to thank you again privately and personally, this part will be left out, for supporting me in my quest. And I'm very excited about my investment. And yeah, anything you want to finish off to inspire the listeners with?
Yes. Once upon a time, we were all mushrooms. And in the future, we'll be mushrooms again. So why not eat some mushrooms in between?
Solid. All right, we're going to tell our audience to check out your TED Talk, your website, your retreat, and it's been a real honor and pleasure. Thanks again for being on the show.
Thanks, Mike.
All the best. I'm giving you a virtual hug. We're clicking stop. Okay, we're done. Thanks, Dr. Hargrove. Really appreciate it. That was a great thing. How do you feel about the interview?
I think it went well. I don't really know. So this goes out, you send this out to people, and then they download it, and then they send you some money for it, or how does it work?
Yeah, we get money through our ad spend, our sponsors, who are just, you know, they like to give us money.
And then how much, what's my cut? What do I get?
Well, you don't get a cut for this. That's not how it works. You're lucky to be on the show, and then our 1.5 million listeners will now be given access to your website. So that's what we're going to do. I'm just going to click stop. Okay? Listen, I'll see you at the pediatrician's office, okay?
All right, Jake. Let's Fact checkers of the world unite! Thank you for listening to today's report. It means the world to me and my struggling team. I mean, we're trying, okay? And your help is what makes this possible. Look, if you believe in reporting as much as I believe in fact-checking, go ahead and five-star this juice on iTunes and Stitcher and anywhere on the internet you can possibly five-star anything. Spread the truth and share this episode with your parents or legal guardians right now.